I'm Julie.
I'm Kalea.
And you're listening to the latest episode of Girls With Fun.
Thanks for joining us. Every week we get together and chat about something on our mind about BTS. Sometimes we're silly and sometimes we're serious, but we're always creating a podcast by ARMY for ARMY.
If you haven't yet, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls With Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls With Fun Podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service.
And without further ado, let's get on with the episode. All right, welcome back to another episode of Girls With Fun.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
I am doing swell. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so tired. I've been like moving and trying to get, I mean, it's all exciting things, but it's just been busy, so I'm pretty tired. So if I seem weirder than usual, you all know why. Although I think I say I'm tired literally every episode, so maybe I'll act normal. Who knows?
Yeah. You are a busy bee.
It's been a lot lately. Yeah. I was just telling Kalea literally before we turned the mics on, like, I don't know how people keep up with the content at this point. Like, I do the best I can, and I love Bangtan for giving us content. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that I personally am on the struggle bus. Like, they were doing, we'll get to it in a minute, but they were doing flashbacks on In the Soup 2, and I, like, just finished In the Soup 1, like, maybe last month. So hopefully this podcast will keep me a little more accountable as far as my In the Soup watching, if we're going to be talking about it more, but.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll do, like, a week-by-week review, but we could at least talk about the first episode. I mean, they're only doing, what, 5 episodes anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'm scratching my head. Anyway. let's move on with the recent developments. First and foremost, we have to say a big happy birthday to Jimin. I believe his birthday happened after we posted the last episode, or after we recorded it, at least.
Yeah, it was after we recorded, but before we posted. So we probably should have said something last time, but
yeah,
I don't even think we were thinking that far ahead when we recorded.
We were not, but we are. Happy birthday, Jimin. We definitely missed that live.
Okay, well, first of all, I feel like it's been years now, but I feel like VLive has deemed me unworthy in some way. Like, it has its own vibe check or something, because I never get the notifications. And secondly, when I do get the notifications, it's like 4 or 5 in the a.m. East Coast time. Which is well and good, for iARMY around the world, but on East Coast time, I'm asleep.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I need to go back and watch the live. Very cute to see, Hobi and JK stop by to, say happy birthday to Jimin. Any other thoughts on the VLive?
Once again, no, because I'm drowning in content, but... It was so heartwarming. I guess this is more just like Twitter, but it was really heartwarming to see like how much I feel this way about like every member's birthday, but how much ARMY really loved Jimin and like how special he is to so many people. And I hope that he can see that too. So,
yeah. Other developments. BTS, or I should say, Hi, Big Hit posted the a recent Bangtan bomb of BTS busy with Coldplay. I'm assuming that was in New York. And it was a very sweet little get together. Chris Martin gave Jin his guitar.
I did. Oh my goodness. I did see parts of this on Twitter where like Jin is pretending he doesn't know how to play guitar, and then Suga's like yelling something in the background. And you're like, shut up. I'm trying to have like a moment. Do you mind?
He's like, You know how to play guitar, though. And Jen's like, I forgot. Plays one chord.
I've been really weak for Jen lately. He's so funny. Like, I was feeling that way in the soup as well, but we'll get to that later. But he's just, like, a big mood.
Yeah. I love it. I also love their dynamic with Coldplay. It just seems so natural. I don't know. It's, like, a really good collab. I'm really excited for them getting the chance to, like, collaborate with people that they've looked up to for so long. I just think it's a really cool experience.
It's been really hitting me lately how this is gonna sound so stupid. It's been hitting me lately how big BTS is. Like, intellectually I know they're big, but I was listening to like an early 2000s playlist the other day, and like a bunch of Coldplay songs were on said playlist. I feel like Coldplay is such like a huge like household name, and they've been around for so long, and like BTS is right there with them, or like will be with time, you know what I mean? It's right. Just it anyway, welcome to my TED talk, but just remembering how famous the members actually are.
I know, it's surreal. What else should we get into? BTS are going to be at Jingle Ball.
Yeah, right after Permission to Dance in LA. So if anyone's still going to be in LA, you could extend your trip a day or two. Although, is it already sold out? I was seeing things like, it's sold out. You have to win tickets at this point.
Yeah, so it's already sold out. And I saw something pretty interesting. Someone was... I guess, you know, not too happy about how the ticket sales worked, as they were trying to get tickets to be able to see Doja Cat with their daughter, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. And I guess they assumed that they were, like, holding on to tickets as they were going to release new artists' names so that, like, more tickets would be released. But then all of a sudden, like, once BTS names was announced, ticket prices surged to, like they are for the Permission to Dance concert, like to like thousands of dollars, which is like absolutely insane. And so I found that interesting. I feel bad for people who want to go and see other artists as well. But I'm also like not on part of the fans who want to attend, but like what do these people expect? Like, the people who are creating the concert expect when you say, like, you're adding BTS to your to your billet. Like, yeah, it's going to sell out. Even if you're going to perform, like, two songs, like, it's going to sell out.
Well, they performed at Jingle Ball before, right? And people right. were, like, surprised at how many ARMY were there. And I'm like, we're not, not in 2021. Like, get it together. I don't know. Like...
Yeah, I saw a video today, and it was a video of, like, the past concert when they were at Jingle Ball, and, like, you could just see the entire arena was just, like, purple ARMY bombs. So I'm like, is everyone there a BTS fan plus fans of other things, or, like, did ARMY just, like, completely take over the entire arena? And then, like, of course, that's gonna happen again, and it's gonna happen, like, tenfold, because they've acquired so many more fans since they were last at Jingle Ball.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds like an interesting lineup to me, and I wonder if it's going to be, like you said, mostly BTS fans, because I think the Forum is a little bit smaller of a venue. Or if it's going to be like more of a mix.
Yeah, also, like, I saw some people saying that BTS were opening, and I don't know, like, something about BTS opening just doesn't sit with me. But also, yeah, I see the acts here, and I'm like, okay. No, actually, no. Some of these other people should be opening before BTS opens.
Well, what are they expecting? Because you know what's going to happen. We're always complaining that BTS are dead last, and they're using us for clout on, like, award shows and stuff, and, like, won our views. Is that, like, ARMY's going to sell the place out. They're going to buy all the resale tickets at astronomical prices, because we're used to that. And then... it's going to be like they perform Dynamite Butter and then it's like empties out. Like, I don't know if that's salty to say, but that's my prediction.
Yeah. I would stay to see Miss Cat and Miss Cat only and then leave. No offense to the other folks. But, very interesting. We need to take a stand against the whole, like, buying or resell higher than face value thing. I can understand if it's, like, a couple bucks, you know, but when we start getting into, like, hundreds more, let's stop doing that. Let's stop doing that. I know you want to see BTS really bad and you have the resources, but, like, that encourages the scalpers to keep doing what they're doing, and it's just not right.
And it's kind of a signal that, like, oh, BTS fans are willing to put up with this, which, like, I guess we have been in the past. I don't know. But it just, like, sets a precedent, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair.
Before we move on quickly, just FYI for anyone listening to the pod, it says, for more holiday celebration, fans can tune in to watch the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball live from New York. So I don't know the acts in New York. On Friday, December 10th. Via an exclusive live stream on the CW app and CWTV.com. Mm. And then it says, blah, 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 blah. Then relive the best moments from this year's show during a nationwide television special on Wednesday, December 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the CW, which will air again on Christmas Day, Saturday, December 26th. So you have two more opportunities. I guess if you're an American or probably a North American army or somewhere where CW airs in syndication, you can watch the performance. I'm sure BTS will be included in the best moments. And if they're not, I'll riot personally and send a truck. But you have two opportunities to see that performance later, even if you can't get tickets. With zero transition, we had two new songs released this week, both courtesy of producer Suga, Prod Suga, You and the My Universe remix. Did you listen to those, and what were your thoughts, takeaways, feelings, emotions, etc.?
I listened to both of them. My guy's on a roll. I'm like, what else does he have cooking up in the studio right now that we don't know about? He also, like, released that Samsung song. I don't even think we talk about that. But yeah, he released, like, his the ringtone that he made for Samsung not too long ago. So I'm like, he's out here, man.
Like, I literally have an iPhone, but, like, found a way to, like, make that over the horizon my my ringtone. Prod Suga will do anything for this man.
I really liked My Universe remix. I thought it sounded great.
Yeah.
I'm like, can he remix BTS own songs? That sounds so bad.
He probably has, like, a full hard drive. He's like, just say the word, my guy.
This one, it just sounded so, like, it fit the song well, right? It wasn't, like, so far off from the original, and it didn't feel like a copy paste of, like, let me just get some random instrumentals and then just, like, throw it over the vocals. Like, it really felt it felt well done.
Say what you mean. No.
No tea, no shade. It just felt really well done. I really enjoyed it. The lyric video was also nice. I felt like I was traveling, and then when it was done, I was like, oh, I'm still in my living room. But anyway, yeah, great remix. Also, the You, produced by Suga. I can't remember the artist's name right now. I suck at journalism, but I know it's a Japanese artist from another, like, popular Japanese band. And I did like that song. It's not a song that I would, like, typically listen to. But I did think it was a good song, and I'm really, I love hearing the different sounds that he creates for other artists, but they still somehow sound like him, right? Like, it has his touch on it, so I'm, like, really interested in hearing the different kind of, like, music that he's able to produce, but also still keep an element of his, like, own personality in it.
Yeah, for sure. Agree with all of that. So the artist for You is Omi. Hopefully I've pronounced that correctly. It's the O with the line through it, so you know. I think it's Omi. Anyway, I agree with everything you said. I was thinking a lot of the same things. Like, Suga really has a distinctive style, and I was thinking, like, in the future, if he's doing like more producing, is this a thing where, like, you know, you hear songs from like 2008, hypothetically, let's say, and it's like JR, you know, or like some kind of call sign. We'll always hear that little like Suga whisper, but there's definitely a style there. And so I feel like, as steeped as we are, maybe this is presumptuous of me to say, and maybe I'll be eating my words 20 years from now, but like, I feel like in the future, if there's a song that he's produced, I'll be like, is it, you know, like, I feel like there, to your point, there is something like recognizable in his style. But if you ask me to pin down what that actually is, I don't know if I could say, because he's so versatile. But yeah, I thought that My Universe was really like peppy and upbeat, and I was really surprised. I mean, not that he hasn't done remixes like that in the past, but just, I guess, like you said, it fit the song really well. And my Suga picture calendar is staring at me right now, so I'm a little psyched out, but yeah, I just really liked both of them.
Yeah, it's like, you think about certain producers, like you were saying, and they have a really distinct sound, but sometimes it's so like specific that almost every single song they make sounds exactly the same.
Yeah,
for, like, every artist. So I can think of,
say
a
what
lot,
you mean, yeah.
But I'm not gonna say it. It doesn't mean that they're not good producers, right? Because those songs still bang, even though it sounds exactly like the same song they made for the last artist. It's still so good, right? And they make hits, and they make freaking money off of the songs, right? But that's what I'm like, I find really interesting about Yoongi's body of work, is how like varied it's been, and how different it sounds from its own sound, right? But somehow I still listen to it and I'm like, this sounds like a Yoongi track, not just because he's whispering Suga in the beginning.
Like, exactly.
It's certain elements of the song that just, like, okay, I can tell he likes using these in songs. I would do a deeper dive if I actually sat down and, like, thought about it, but, you know, it's almost time for bids.
New episode idea. Yeah, we'll talk about this another time.
Exactly.
You'll be texting me at 4 a.m. like, my favorite meme, the like guy in front of the bulletin board. Like, exactly. I think it's from Always Sunny, but anyway, yeah.
What's next on the list? We'll talk about Run, because we have more to say about In the Suit.
Sure.
So Run BTS is taking a break. Which, like, in my head, I was like, I feel like they've taken a break before. Maybe they haven't. They just,
yeah, they have.
Break. They break when they have comebacks, but not like a break, like where they've announced it like this. Like, we are, for real. Like, this is, I mean, like, they made a whole like episode, like a special out of it, or two episodes, I should say. Oh, like, this felt like a much longer break. It's going to be much longer than the typical, like, we're having a comeback, let's pause so you guys can focus on the comeback right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like, okay, maybe this is wrong in just my brain, like, filling in the gaps, but I feel like they've definitely taken breaks in the past. Like, okay, well, first of all, a confession that you all already know is coming. I am, like, horrible at watching Run BTS. I love Run BTS. Do I ever sit down and watch Run BTS? No, I do not. So I'm stuck in, like, 2018 Run BTS, and I've been rewatching through it with a friend. But even when we, like, try to watch it, I'm like, yeah, didn't watch the homework episodes. like, I didn't, which is also probably the most Virgo sentence I've ever said in my life. But also, like, I'm just really bad at keeping up with it. So, full disclosure, I have not seen the episode or two episodes. But anyway, I digress. Getting back to it, I feel like they've taken breaks in the past. Like, in my mind, anytime they've like changed their intro, it was like a new season. And I feel like there have been pauses, like you mentioned, but maybe it's going to be longer this time. I was kind of wondering, like, why they were hyping it up, because I viewed some of their breaks in the past as like breaks, but yeah, I don't know.
That's what I'm assuming. It's going to be some kind of like a longer indefinite break, enough that they have to like celebrate the last few years, or not even few. It's been like what, 6 years since run started?
Yeah,
since 2015. But they have to like celebrate how long they've, how far they've come with run or whatever before they take this hiatus. I don't know how long it's going to be, but that's what I wanted to chat about. Like, what are your thoughts? Why do you think that they are taking this break with run?
Yeah. It could just be too much. Like, I feel like I haven't kept up with it. I mean, it might be a lot for them to record. They have to set up. And I feel like as I'm, so I'm started over at the beginning. I like stopped in like 2018, I think I said. And so I like started over at the beginning and I've been watching my way back through. And like, as we've gone on, the episodes get longer and longer and it gets like more involved. Like there was literally like the very early episodes were like 20 minutes or less and they're like kissing a piece of plastic in one of the earliest ones, right? Or they like go on a haunted house ride or they go to an amusement park. And slowly but surely, they've done like voiceovers and have had like pro gamers on their show and they've had like professional chefs and they've taken tennis lessons and like all this different stuff, you know? Like I literally can't even keep it all straight. And they have so many more collaborations. They're producing, they're doing music. Like, you know, they have all the paid content as well that they do. Maybe it's just like getting to be a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They were definitely talking about how like even the producers need a break. I'm sure that takes a lot of coordination and like brain power to come up with these episodes and money to come up with these episodes.
They blew their budget on In the Soup, but we'll get to that.
I'm like, what is the BTS budget, honestly?
Like, no budget.
If you really think about it, we're not even at In the Soup yet. But, like, the run episodes are so elaborate, right, at this point.
Yeah.
Like, this costs money. I mean, even thinking about the older episodes where they were, like, I don't know, do you pay people for this? But when they were, like, going to the amusement parks at night and, like, they're keeping the amusement parks open. So there has to be some, like, funds going in there somewhere to keep the amusement park running after hours to have them on set. Like, how much money does this stuff cost that they can put on these shows? It just blows my mind when I like actually sit back and think about it.
Yeah. Again, coming back to the Army 60 Minutes, I would love to sit down with like a financial planner or like analyst English. Yeah. Like someone who like does the budget, like Hybe's accountant, like hit us up. I just like want to talk to you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm wondering, like, how long will this break be? Is it going to be, like, a few months? Is it going to be, like, a year? Like, you know, like, what are they thinking? I mean, I'm sure, like, even on BTS part, it takes a lot of time and effort to coordinate for them to even join it as well. Like, working that around their schedules. And some of those episodes, you can tell, like, they're there, like, all day long.
Yeah.
In particular, that one, like, that Hyundai episode where they were, like, in the Hyundai building and were, like, doing this, like, scavenger hunt type thing. And they could not until they finished it. And it was, like, an all day into night type thing. And I kind of felt bad for them. But I'm also, like, I mean, they look like they're having fun. I mean, it's a fun job to have if it's something you have to, like, stay all day and do, like, you get to be in a scavenger hunt. But yeah, I'm sure they, like, on their part, they also work really hard to create run. I mean, they're the stars of the show, right?
Yeah. And it's not just like, I feel like I keep getting ahead of myself, but In the Soup is like more of a do whatever, read your book, relax, like do wood carvings, thinking back to last season, which didn't look that fun, actually, the wood carving things. I was like, nah, I'm out. But anyway, I digress. But I feel like for run, they kind of have to be on, or they're like trying to be silly and entertaining. Again, maybe my introvert side is showing, but I feel like it would be a lot of work to do run. And they're not making money on it because they let us watch it for free. So if it's taking all day, I mean, they lost a lot of money in 2020 with the cancellation of that tour. So
yeah, but they got mad sponsors.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Also, and they find other ways to get money from us. Yeah.
Exactly. They're pulling in money from
something. Yeah.
I'm not going to miss out on a bag. Then go get that bag.
Honestly, I want to manifest that for us and all of our listeners. Like, may we get the bag the way Hybe gets the bag. Like, let's all be rolling in money next year.
Yeah, I mean, I won't go too much into, like, the content of the episodes because I know you didn't watch it.
I mean, you can at this point. I've seen, like, 10 billion spoilers on Twitter.
I mean, it was, like, they were just playing games. I think they had, like, food. They gave them food to eat, which was, like, it was, like, this garlic food, right? I was like, okay, so what are they going to do with Jen? They made meals. Or I shouldn't say handmade. They created meals that didn't have garlic in it specifically for him so that, obviously, he wouldn't break out into an allergic reaction. which is very thoughtful of them. I'm glad they did that. But they also played a few games, and they were, like, creating poems and things like that. What were they doing, like, quizzes on, like, past Run BTS episodes? They were fun. Like, they were pretty funny. One day you'll catch up, and you will enjoy it.
Yeah, in 2025. No, I was actually going to say I need this break because I've been trying to, like, catch up, you know. So I'll be able to, like, dig myself out of this content hole that I'm in. So, yeah.
I just think about, like, oh my god, I've been watching Run since 2015. Like, hold on. Every time I think about how long I've been, like, enjoying BTS or BTS related content, my mind is blown. Like, that's a lot of years to watch a show, right?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Like, on their part, as well as, like, the creators and editors, everyone involved, like, you're making, like, a show that has, like, longevity. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. To be creative for that long and come up with different things for them to do. I mean, maybe there have been a few similar ones, but there haven't really been repeats, at least that I mean, I don't know, again, to my knowledge, right? But I do have something to get off my chest about how long we've been watching things. There's this one account I follow on Twitter, and it's called BTS Oldies. And maybe this is how people feel when, like, their music starts playing on, like, an oldies radio station or something. But this account has started posting things from 2018, and I'm like, no, I remember when that came out. That just came out. This is not oldies material. I'm like, it kind of is, because, like, you know, yeah, it's 3 years ago, but
yeah, it's crazy. Like, there's ARMY that I've just joined, so, like, this is old to them.
It I find that extremely upsetting. I really do. And, like, or someone was like, hello, we collectively forgot about this Seokjin from Tier, and I'm like, no we didn't. I think about that Seokjin daily. Like, I don't know, it's just things like that. I'm feeling my, like, ARMY age sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, if my love for BTS was a person, like, it would be 5 years old, and I'm pretty sure at five you have your own coherent, like, thoughts and feelings. Maybe you can't verbalize them well, but you're, like, definitely semi-functional. So crazy. It's crazy town.
I know. Okay, sidebar, and we can cut this, but I cannot. People phrase tweets like, oh, we collectively forgot about this one thing. Like, no, we didn't, actually.
You forgot about that.
Like, yeah, we didn't talk about this one thing enough. No, we did. It has, like, 2 million views. Like, like, no, we all saw it, and we all talked about it. Or when they say it, if it's something actually that happened, like, a few years ago, I'm like, fine. But when they say it about something that happened literally, like, 2 months ago, I'm like, chill. It's been 2 months. We didn't forget about it. It's been 2 months.
Well, I was like, I'm feeling that same emotion, and I guess we'll finally come around to In the Soup, but again, like, in the first episode of In the Soup, they're doing flashbacks, and I'm like, I just finished this show. Like, you don't have to remind me. I feel like it was, like, yesterday. I'm just very much feeling like time is not real, you know? Like, I feel like In the Soup 1 just aired. And, like, yeah, I took forever to watch it because apparently that's my MO. But, like, in general, as someone who's, like, better at consistently watching things than me, don't you feel like In the Soup 1 just came out?
Yeah. Yeah, especially there was a reminder someone posted like a year ago today, like the Mott's online concert occurred.
I was yeah.
Like, what the? No, it did not. Do not tell me that just happened a year ago. Like, I remember that like it was yesterday. Stop it. Like, time really is not real. So I feel you. Like, yeah, I was just watching In the Soup.
Crazy. I also saw that as far as the concert, and I was like, it's insane because on the one hand, I feel like there was no way that was a year ago. Like you said, I remember it like it was yesterday. But then some of those performances were so iconic, like namely like Red Suit, My Time, Jungkook and others. Right. But you see like Red Suit, My Time, Jungkook like everywhere. Like, how is that only a year ago?
I know. I'm like, dang, how did we get here that fast? This is crazy. What have I done?
Well, I mean, no one was doing anything. Yeah, it was a pandemic. We were all sitting at home. That's why it feels extra weird.
Yeah, I can't think about it too much. Then I started panicking. Like, oh, I had... Yeah, I'm not even gonna start. Yeah, I started.
We'll get into my panic later.
Oh, my God. Yeah, time is not real. It really isn't. We might as well transition into End of the Soup now. Where do we even start?
Okay, I'll start because I've been tripping for the past, I don't know, 4 days, 3 days, whenever. Yeah, I guess 3 days. It feels like a lot longer. Again, time is not real. I've been super busy and like trying to move my entire life. So anyway, you texted something in our group chat that really like worked its way into my brain, and I've been angsting about it since then. And intellectually, it makes no sense for me to feel this way, but I can't help but feel what I'm feeling. So here we go. So you texted like Jungkook has a whole ass dog, right? Like that we didn't know about. And you were like, you said something like, we really don't even know them. And that threw me for a whole loop because you're not wrong. You're really not wrong. Like, we know what they want us to see. But at the same time, we have so much content of them, and we see, like, how they react playing games and run BTS. We've seen them traveling, Bon Voyage. We've seen them in summer packages and winter packages and, like, season's greetings and all of this other stuff, right? And so it's hard for me because I do feel like we know them, but then they can hide things from us, which is fine. Like, they're entitled to have their own private lives, but it just made me feel weird that like Jungkook has had this dog for like a year at least, most likely, and we didn't even know about it. And it just makes me feel like, I don't know. We can cut this if it sounds too like weird, but like, what else don't we know? Obviously, there are things we don't know, but I don't, maybe I'm just like extremely delulu, but I don't like feeling kind of removed from them or far away from them. I know Jimin said in the past, like, as we go higher, it's easier to feel like we're further and further away. And I certainly don't have any desire to hold them back. Like, not that I could if I wanted to. That's not my interest. But just, like, they feel like our friends. But then there's also these, like, reminders, kind of like what I was saying earlier with, like, the Chris Martin video, that they're, like, really big celebrities. And yeah, not our friends. And maybe I've just like eaten the narrative up that's been like sold to us, but it creates, I don't know, cognitive dissonance or something. I just feel really weird about it. Not that he has a dog. Like, I also got a dog during the pandemic and I love it, right? But like, how has it not come out before? I don't know. Maybe I'm just tripping, but I'm finally like, whatever.
Yeah.
Trying to move on.
I feel you 100% all of that. I was feeling like really thrown off on Friday as well. Yeah, like you said, we know a version of BTS that they choose to show us, right? We don't know the whole picture, and they do. I think BTS want us to be close to them to an extent, and I think the company also wants to paint the image that we are like besties, super close. Like, they want us to believe that we're closer to BTS than we really are, and I get it. Like, that's the part of their like grand marketing plan that they've been doing since the start of BTS, of this closeness that they've established with us via like social media and like the way they did V Lives and like all these other kind of things. And I think we are closer to BTS than some artists are with their fans. But yes, things like what happened with Tay, which I kind of don't want to even like fully get into, because I just feel really bad for him and that he can't have any kind of privacy. And I understand now, or not now, I always have known this, but it was another reminder last week of why they choose to keep certain things from us.
Mm-hmm.
Or why they would like to, but people try to take advantage of them and their right to privacy for their own like personal gain. Like, I just see why they choose not to share certain things with us. Like, okay, I may not think that Jungkook having a dog is like something that he needs to be like private about, but if he chose to do that, like, he did that for a reason. I'm saying that because I just want to see his dog, and that's my own selfish reason.
His dog is mad cute,
right? And like, okay, like, Tae decided that he wanted us to know Yeontan, right? And that was, like, Tae's choice and his right. But, like, Jungkook decided not to do that for whatever reason until the time was right. Or he felt like the time was right. And so, like, I have to respect that. But I guess it's just been kind of hard for me to wrap my head around, like, damn, like you said, what else about BTS do we not know about them? But it's, like, also at the same time, I don't need to know everything about BTS, and I just have to accept that I don't, and I probably won't, right? Until they decide they want to reveal certain information about their own personal lives, we're just not going to know. And maybe it's better off that way, because you see how people can turn things around on you. Whether it's true or not that Tae may be dating someone, I don't know. But by the way that he reacted on Weverse, stay out the man's business. Like, stay out of all of BTS business, you know? And that made me want to mind my business even more. Like, let me just stick to reporting and talking about what they want us to talk about, or what they choose to release to us. Like, it's just not my business to try and like dig into any of their like their dating lives or like whatever. Like, it's just not important. Like, I don't want to be weird about it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And there need to be boundaries there. And I guess it's like, Jungkook did choose to share that he has a dog, right? We now know that he has a dog, right? We're just finding out about it a little later. And we don't have access to their entire lives, nor is it reasonable to expect that. I think it's just jarring because maybe I got caught up like in the narrative of like, oh, they love us so much, like we're tattooed on their fingers, right? And you can have love and still have like boundaries just in general, right? So I think it was like a reminder of those boundaries. And as far as the thing with Tae, I think that was also a reminder on boundaries. I was trying to like think the situation through, and I was surprised. I will admit, I was surprised not at his anger, but that he voiced his anger publicly on Weverse, right? Because usually they're like so sweet with ARMY or whatever, but you can't want honesty and then not want like the bad stuff too. And we can cut this because I really don't want this like taken out of context in any kind of way whatsoever. But when I try to think about like, why did people think it was appropriate to take pictures of him at this private event without his knowledge? And there's not really a good reason, because I don't even think you should take pictures of your friends without their consent. Like if they don't want that picture taken, you know, like that's a big pet peeve of mine when like one of my family members takes a picture and I'm not ready and I look like fugly, right? But that's just me. But but also like, what would possess someone to take a picture of essentially a stranger and then post it on the internet and like think it was okay? And I think, again, I don't want this taken out of context, but like I think that people feel, because of the amount that they have shared with us, that like we are friends with them, or like you know him, but like you really don't. And he does not want his picture taken on his private business. And so for him, it's like a stranger taking his picture and posting it on the internet, when maybe this fan or this saucing or whatever thinks that like I spotted my fave out in public. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's because of that artificial sense of closeness that people felt it was okay, but it's really not, I guess, is the point I'm trying to make.
Well, equally as bad was the the news sites, the news agencies, whatever, who were taking it as an opportunity to profit off of it, essentially, right? And I get, like, okay, you want to report on news and stuff like that, but it just felt, like, kind of shady. It felt kind of grimy. And I get, like, you know, if you're reporting on why Hybe had to make the statement, or I get that there, because obviously this was like a super hot topic in Korea for, like, I mean, the amount of international army that were like, I didn't even know this was a problem. Like, I didn't know this was even a thing. It had to be that hot of a topic over in Korea for Hybe to immediately come out and release a statement like, mind your business, basically. but it was the news sites that were like making additional articles, like it just got like really grimy. It was like,
yeah,
I don't, doing it for the clicks.
Yeah,
like, yeah, you're trying to get like clicks. It's just sick right now. Like, let's drop it and leave it alone. Like, you're not even like reporting on the situation anymore. You're just trying to like gas it up, and it just felt kind of sick. Like, I don't really care about like netizens' opinions on this. Like, like, how about you just like leave him alone? Obviously, he's not happy about this right now. Like, can we respect the artist's privacy? And it just, I don't know. It just remind me of like the sick stuff that would go on in the West. I feel like paparazzi and stuff like that was so bad at one point with like certain stars, like Britney Spears and stuff like that. Like the way like TMZ or like Perez Hilton and stuff like that was doing reporting. That's what it was giving recently. Yeah. Like with this whole Tay thing. I just didn't like it. It was making me uncomfortable. I know BTS are like superstars and stuff, but they're still people too. You don't have to like report on any and everything they do. It's just weird. It was just a really weird time.
It just really sucks, because in the same way that I'm kind of sad, not to compare like Tae possibly dating with like Jungkook's dog, but in the same way I feel sad about only finding out about things much later, like this just like reinforces that. You know what I mean? Like people acting out of hand and like bullying this woman until she had to delete her like socials.
Yeah,
it's just like, also I'm just constantly baffled by the online bullying. I really don't think Tae is gonna fall in love with you if you bully his friend, at the very least, right? Like,
yeah,
what are you trying to accomplish? It just makes no sense. But anyway, we did not come here to talk about this. We came here to talk about In the Soup. I have a lot of very like complicated feelings, and between the Tae scandal and this thing with like realizing I'm not as close to them as like I sometimes like pretend or fantasize that I am, it was kind of like throwing me for a loop. The other thing about In the Soup that was throwing me for a loop, and I felt this way about other things, like when you see their, I think I've talked about their watches in the past, that's the usual one that gets me, but like they have a 3-mansion compound in the middle of a forest. Like, we were shipping called me poor and like spat in my face. I was just feeling like very disconnected from like that entire, I know they're celebrities, but like witnessing the celebrity lifestyle and their like behind the scenes requests of like, I want to eat truffles or like, you know, I think they were messing around and like intentionally like, oh, what's the budget? There is no budget. But like, it was just really extravagant. And personally, I like couldn't really relate. They deserve every extravagance they want and I'm happy for them. But like watching this like very conspicuous consumption just made me feel kind of weird.
Yeah. Like, let's get into like the whole building a three house compound. When ARMY were like, yeah, I built houses for BTS, I was like, hold on, like, I want to see the actual show be released and see like Hype confirm like what they actually did with this, because I'm like, Hype building three houses for BTS just sounds nuts. Like, say that out loud. but no one else thinks it's crazy. I feel like I'm losing my freaking mind because everyone on the internet is like, yeah, period. Like, I'm like, what? Come on. Okay, so the houses were already there. It just seems like they were in shambles. And so what Hype did essentially was like,
rehab them.
Model them, yeah, so that they would be habitable. but more than habitable, like very, very flossy, I would say. And filled with all the things that BTS desire, as well as like created a swimming pool, like a basketball or like tennis court, whatever it was, like all these things, very extravagant, just like you were saying. I didn't really think about like, oh my god, like I'm nowhere near this status in life where I could like afford or enjoy things like this. I did think the truffle thing, I was like, okay, but I mean, if you want to eat the truffles, go ahead. I'm just more so curious about what is the budget over there at Hive for them to be able to like execute these kinds of things. But I'm like, when it's BTS that's your main money maker, I'm imagining like if the value of BTS is so high, and I don't remember what it is now, right? But like the members are valued at like a certain point and it's crazy. I'm sure the value of like Hive itself is far higher. Right, so they can afford a lot. I'm just thinking about like, what does this look like in the long run, and also what kind of profits are they freaking making in order to be able to execute something like this version of In the Suit?
I literally think that BTS just has no budget. Like, Suga straight up requested a ton of like really gourmet beef, and like there were other things too. I'm sure I'm like blanking on right now, but like, it was like every turn. And like in the soup before, so season one, I thought that was bougie, right? Like, I really did. This is next level. It's not even like the members have individual rooms. They have individual suites, which like side note tells me that they like really don't live together because they all just like want their own space. They're like team quiet house, like team sleep and team party, right? Which I feel like we also all already know, but just like never talk about. Here, actually, I'll say something we collectively never talk about. I'm like 99% sure the members no longer live together, which is fine. I mean, there's many people I love, but like don't want to live with, right?
I think they do on occasion, right? Like when their schedules need them to like live with each other, I imagine they live with each other. But I mean, we know that they own like property.
Yeah. So, and people will be like, those are for investment, and like, sure, but I'm also pretty convinced like they live separately. Well, but like, anyway,
I'm sure that's public information. I don't even like that we know that they own property, but like that's a whole nother topic.
Like, okay, at the risk of sounding like a creeper, you can find like property deeds and information and
definitely can
US as well. That's just like public.
It's so weird to me getting updates about so-and-so sold this property to their brother. Like, what? I don't need to know that. Like, it's, again, it just goes back to the privacy thing. Like, why? Like, why? Like, yeah, sure, it's private. It's public information that you can know that. But imagine if someone was, like, tweeting about the house that your parents own. Like,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, that would be really weird.
What? Like, why are you talking about that? It's just weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to In the Suit.
We're really struggling and staying on topic today. Yeah, I just think there's no budget. when I see that compound and all the stuff they prepared.
I want to know what 17's in the suit budget looked like compared to BTS in the suit budget. And I'm not a carrot, so I have no idea. But if there are any army carrots out there listening, please tell me, what did 17's in the soup look like compared to BTS' first season of In the Soup? Was it as extravagant? There's many more members of, like, 17. I'm just wondering, like, what's the allocation of, like, the money here? Obviously, like, BTS are gonna have, like, more because it's BTS, right? But I'm also like, what does that look like for the other artists underneath HYBE's branch, right? Is this funded directly by, like, is it Pledis, I think, 17's under? Or is this something that's funded by, like, HYBE? Like, how does this work? I don't know. I'm just really curious how their two In the Soups look, right? Because it seems like there's, like, going to be an In the Soup network.
Yeah. I better not see any, like, trainees in a seaside shack.
That's what I'm saying! Like, oh my god, the trainees better be, like, living good. I know we've talked about before about, like, you know, HYBE's, like, better practices than, like, other agencies or whatever, how they teach trainees. But, like, they better not have the trainees, like, 9 people in, like, one room in, like, some bunk beds, like, how they had TYT and, like, BTS doing. Like, we are far past that at this point. And I'm not saying, like, yes, it's BTS money, they can do whatever they want to do with it. Or is BTS earnings, they can do whatever they want to do with it, but I just feel like, to keep it, like, somewhat just, the other group shouldn't be, like, eating dust just because they're on, like, the same, like, label or, like, under the same company as, like, BTS are. I don't know, people might have my head for saying that, but the accounting. The accounting is what I'm interested in. What's going on? I want to see, like, the profits whenever they do their next, like, what's that thing they do? Is it, like, annually or, like, every
half? I don't know. Yeah.
I'm very interested. They won't tell us anyway. But,
well, I don't think we get specifically, like, an In the Soup.
Right.
Breakdown, but it's In the Soup produced by, like, it was like Big Hit 360 or something, HYBE 360, I don't know, like, whichever subsidiary. I'll have to go back before our stakeholder shareholder presentation and see which one was responsible, like, HYBE IP for In the Soup, but I'm gonna look at their, like, their balance sheet for sure, like, yeah. Get a rough estimate.
It's just crazy.
It was also giving me, like, trickle-down economics vibes, because they show, like, a whole montage in the beginning of the workers, like, rehabbing the house. And, like, we can cut this if this is too hot of a take, but, like, what are you showing that, like, you employed a lot of people during the pandemic? Like, whatever. I just feel, I'm, like, maybe I'm, like, really just in a bad mood this week. I don't know.
They said it took a year to do. And even was it Hobie that made a comment that was like, you have to, like, you had to take a bus just to get in there, like a separate car or whatever. Like, you couldn't, like, take whatever bus they were on. They had to get out and get into smaller vans just to get in there. And I think it was Hobie that made a comment that was like, how did they even get in here to, like, build this? Like,
how would you even get a backhoe in there? There was, right. Like, construction materials. Like, are you driving up this mountain road? Well, that was another moment where I was like, this is true celebrity stuff, to censor myself a bit. Because, like, they get in a van in the middle of the night. They're all loaded into one van. And the caption was, like, for comfort and safety of members. And then, like, somewhere remote in the mountains, they switch to other vans. And I'm like, this is some, like, FBI movie stuff. Like, why? I guess it was for, like, literal logistics of getting up the mountain. But I was like, why couldn't they just set out in those vans? But whatever.
Yeah, that is interesting. I'm also wondering we kind of know today, as of today, what are they going to do with those homes while BTS are not in them? Like, they're not close to where BTS reside, I assume. So it's not like BTS are going and staying in the soup outside of the filming of this show. So, like, what are they going to do with these homes
in the meantime between time, but we did see today that Hybe released that if you shopped at, like, at the In the Soup pop-up, you get to be entered into a raffle to visit the In the Soup.
What? I didn't see that.
Yes. If you shop at the store, I'm assuming in Korea, not like online, you get to be entered into a raffle. If you spent 50,000 won, you get to be entered into a raffle to visit the In the Soup compound. It's like 12 groups split up between like four dates or something like that. And I think up to 8 people in each group, something like that.
Are they going to like Squid Game blindfold us or like put us to sleep while they transport us there? How are they not going to get the location exposed?
If
it's for vans, like, how are they getting army there without like disclosing this location of this compound that's forever and always serving us?
Makes no sense. Why are you taking the fans out there? You put it deep into the forest. I'm assuming so that BTS can have some kind of privacy. Like, ooh, all the captions of Jin saying, like, this is ours. This is our place. And then you're going to bring outsiders. I mean, it's not outsiders, right? Because it's ARMY. But you're going to bring other people to this location? Like, why are you doing that? The whole point, I thought, was so that it would be, like, secluded.
Right.
Do you want people to go there and, like, visit on their off time? Like, that's just weird. You think people are going to actually not disclose the information? Are they signing NDAs to go visit In the Soup?
Like, yeah.
Oh, I just had so many questions today. It just made no sense. Like, what are you doing? Why would you invite people here? You gotta know some of these people are crazy, right? I know it's a random raffle, so you don't know what you're gonna get. It's even worse.
Unless it's not that random of a raffle. They're like running background checks on you ASAP. Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy because it feels like it defeats the whole purpose. Like, I remember the trailer captions of like a place for BTS and BTS only, or like,
yeah.
I mean, ARMY were like running away with it, so maybe some of what I saw was hyperbole, but people were like, BTS and their SOs can come here in the future. Like, the minute you expose that location,
it's over.
Unless they just want it to become like a touristy site or like a hotel. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe it's like a really small, really upscale hotel.
But I think, if I'm correct, I saw other homes in the vicinity. Like, I don't think it was just those three. Maybe it was like a few. It wasn't like a lot, though. So there might be other people that also live there. But still, it's just...
What if you live there and then suddenly your town is like overrun with ARMY? Like, you were joking about, like, is LA ready for ARMY? LA is like a full-blown city. You live in a remote mountain in the woods somewhere, and then suddenly it's like ARMY 25/8. I love ARMY. Like, every ARMY I've met pretty much has been nice, but like, we can be a lot, especially for people that aren't ready.
I don't know. It was kind of weird. I also feel like it's kind of weird with Hybe Insight. Like, I know they got a museum to, like, keep up, but I feel like some of the things that they're doing with Hybe Insight, I'm like, does this have to go on display? Like, we can talk about this at a later time. We're talking about this.
I feel like we have a lot of hot takes today. We're just like, fired up for some reason.
It just feels like, what is going on? Like, this is just supposed to be a TV show. Like, why are you... Is this, like, a money grab? I don't know. It's just weird. Okay, it's weird. Anyway, In the Soup content, we're like already way like doing this episode way longer than we should be, but we're here. Yes, Jungkook has a full-on dog. Mind blown. Bomb. Dog is freaking adorable. Okay. I feel like the dog suits Jungkook so well. Like, if he was gonna have any dog, it would be a dog like this. And he's super cute, and mad props to him for not like getting his ears clipped. And I didn't even know this was a thing. I thought Dobermans just had a little nub for a tail until I realized via the internet that no, people actually go and like get them snipped off, which is sick. I did not know that, but props to Jungkook for not doing either of the two and keeping him in his original natural born puppy state.
Yeah. Watching Jungkook with the dog was like, I don't know. Basically everything I've already said for the last hour 10. I'm trying to not be in Delulu mode. And so I can only take like very small doses of In the Soup. But seeing him with Bomb was just like super cute. That's probably why I'm salty. I'm like, I need more Jungkook and Bomb content. Like, why is this happening now?
It's just cute. Like, he's just a baby in like a big dog's body. Where he was just kind of like flopping everywhere. It was just so cute. So cute. And then seeing like how responsible Jungkook was with him, like stayed up all freaking night with Jimin. Those guys who don't sleep. And then sleeps for like max 3 hours just to get up and like take care of the dog because he had to. Like, that's adorable. It's super adorable.
When do these guys sleep? Because they're like all cooking ramen at 4 a.m. And then like they're like, oh, I shouldn't be eating. I'm like, what do you think is happening when you're awake at 4 a.m.? Like, self-control zero. Like, same, but
sometimes I'm like, I feel like Namjoon was a good medium. Sometimes I'm Namjoon, I'm like, I want to hang out, right? But I'm also going to bed. Like, I can't hang with y'all. Sometimes I'm Jin and I'm like, literally leave me alone. I'm going to bed at 10 p.m.
And then he just stays on his phone all night. That was the biggest mood. That was another moment I was falling for Jin. Like, he's like, oh yeah, like I need to sleep. I'm already in bed. And then he's just up on his phone. Like, so relatable. Ugh.
Yeah, also, Hobi and I relate too much. I'm beginning to realize it. You know, like that whole saying that like your bias is like a reflection of you. I'm like, maybe this is true.
What specifically was jumping out at you?
His experience with these bugs was was funny, but it was also like, am I looking in a mirror? It was like, I feel like I was watching myself. It was way too crazy. Like the way he was like, I'm gonna pick this room because I don't feel like dealing with the dog barking.
That also shocked me.
but also this bug on my wall, I'm not vibing with it, but maybe I can be like strong enough to get it off. Like the way he was prepping himself, like that's exactly how I look when I'm trying to like kill a bug. I gotta talk myself into it for like an hour.
But then he didn't even do it. He backed out and then Jimin didn't do it and was just like, wow, I think I fell for you like three
times. That's so me. Oh my god.
My and Jimin was just like, criteria, okay, hug it out.
My number one criteria in looking for a partner is like, will you kill a bug for me? Like, that's top number one. And like, kill it and dispose of it. Like, I don't. That's it. Like, that's all. It's the bare minimum. The bar is an hill. Like, I just need you to clear the bugs for me.
I found it relatable. I have like paralyzing fear of spiders. So if that was a spider, like, could relate a little more.
I don't even know what kind of bug it was.
But yeah.
I just felt him on that. It was like in the worst spot. It could be on the wall.
It was right above the bed. I would definitely be freaking out.
There was like no real way to get it. And then for Jimin to be like, I'm going to go into the room, see the bug. Actually, I don't want to be here anymore. Just to go and get it later. I also was like, I just fell for Jimin.
Yeah, that was like peak Libra energy. Like, he ran off. He didn't want to be in that room. But then, like, his BFF is like, please come help me with this. And he's like,
you don't fine. Have no problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I'm in love with Jimin. Bye, exchange.
As you should be, but get in the back of the line.
Just let me slide in.
No, you can't be sliding into every single line.
I'm like, my bias is soap. And then I'm also on here talking about Namjoon every week, but then Jimin is currently my wallpaper and has been for like months at this point. Like, it just biases are stupid, okay? I'm in love with Park Jimin. Let me in.
My TikTok for you page is like absolutely filling up with Hobi, and I'm like, I know, okay, you're not telling me anything I don't already know. Leave me alone.
What other moments were in the soup? There was so much. It was like an hour long, which like I love. It was so
much. A lot. It's a lot. I love them too, but it took me forever to finish In the Soup 1 because I'm trying not to go full on Delulu, like I've said. An hour is a really long time to just have in general. But also, I'm already, half in love with, more than half in love with you, and I'm trying to realize that I'm not, right? So, why do you have to do this to me?
It's just amazing how, if you think about it, we're paying, almost 30 USD, on our side, right? To watch them, cook. And,
eat food. It's a mukbang for an hour.
And, sing karaoke and, play games. But it's, the most enjoyable content. I want this. I was waiting for a new one. It's perfect.
Literally, would you do this for any other artist?
No!
$30?
I can't think of anybody. Okay. I would for GOT7. But, any other? No! I'm not paying. I'm not paying. It's so late. Do we need to go into detail about anything else?
Hobi getting up and waking up everybody was super cute. Him trying to make ice Americano. What is the grip that ice Americano has on the entire, K-pop industry? Every idol.
I would like to know. I feel like they're good, but...
You know, I've recently tried, after years of saying I would never drink something like that, an ice Americano with, two or three pumps of, hazelnut. Chef's kiss.
But what about no flavoring? I feel he's just mainlining no flavoring ice Americano.
That's what they do, and I'm not doing that. I cannot. That is so, life is very bitter. That's how I feel like you feel if you drink ice Americano with, nothing in it. I'm looking forward to the future episodes. I know we're only getting 5 this time around. But I'm sure it'll still be, great content. So I am looking forward to it, despite my screaming earlier.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I just have a lot of my own things I need to work through, I guess. Exactly. But I've also been really stressed this week, so that could be coloring my reception to everything. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they do next. One question for you before we wrap, related to wrapping up. For when we're doing this army house in LA, are you team sleep or team party?
Here's the thing. We don't have it in the soup compound. So whatever the majority of the house is, I'm going to be forced to be, right? I don't have a choice. I could be team sleep, but if everybody else is team party, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to stay up and just be mad. I have no choice. Now, I'm definitely a person who will stay up to 2 or 3 a.m. doing stupid stuff, watching TikToks. Do I want to do that before going to a concert? No. I'm going to try to go to sleep, but we'll see.
I think I'm team sleep. I think when you factor in the time change, I'm going to be that friend that's up at the crack of dawn. I will not be shouting. I'll be making coffee or doing something quietly. But then I'll be wine momming it up where I have a sip of wine and fall asleep because 9 p.m. LA time is midnight East Coast time. So
I think it'll just depend on how the day goes. If we go out and we wear ourselves out on Friday or whatever, I think we'll sleep fine to Saturday. But I imagine Saturday after the concert, we're either going to be stupid hype or we're going to be exhausted from, preparing for the day and, going through the whole madness of the concert. So we might be like up all night, or we're gonna be like, good night. Like, I am emotionally like used and abused. Like, I need to go to bed right now.
We might not even be sleeping, to your point. It might just be pure adrenaline for a whole weekend.
I know. I'm like, you're putting a ton of army in a house together. What is going to happen?
Well, when you were talking about army winning the chance to visit the In the Soup compound, which, like, barring however we feel about people knowing about its location, I was like, wow, BTS X Army reality show could actually happen now.
I was also thinking, like, if there was anywhere to have the Army Bad Girls Club, like, it would be on the In the Soup compound.
Yeah. Agree 200%.
Like, that's where you would have it. And then BTS.
I volunteer's tribute.
Yeah, BTS can make a guest appearance. And, like, send the house into a frenzy.
I did not know that Jung Jungkook was coming over today. I wish the Kalea would have told me, because... Oh my god, can you even imagine the like side interviews? What would that be?
And they make us like do some like challenge when they come over. Like, we have to go volunteer or something. So we gotta like do something like wild so that they can like, we can go on a trip to like Greece or something, whatever.
make your way from the top of the mountain back to the like army In the Soup house. Army Bad Girls Club house.
Exactly.
I would probably fall down the mountain. I'd be the contestant that's out in the first episode.
Wait. This isn't like a real world road rules challenge. It's Bad Girls Club. You're not falling down the mountain.
I'm literally turning it into like a mishmash of shows.
Like, hold on. It's a different program. Bad Girls Club was just fighting and shaking a
I don't know. I think I've said in season one, like, I would throw hands if anyone was making the noise that Jin was making first thing in the morning in season one. So maybe have the fighting part down.
Pleasant surprise. I shouldn't say pleasant, but like, surprise that he didn't wake up and immediately like ensue chaos. He woke up normally. He woke up after everyone. Or I shouldn't say everyone. Some of them. Yeah, and just like, you know, walked his way in casually. I'm like, is he gonna be up to his shenanigans like he was last time? Are we going to see a different side of Jin?
I will say, in his side interview, which I'm sure is not the technical term, and we said we were rapping, so I need to stop. But he was saying that, like, hobbies don't need to be productive. And I, like, felt that. Like, I could really relate to him in that aspect. Like, there's so much focus on, like, monetizing your side hustle or, like, you know, doing something to better yourself at all times. But there's something to be said for just like doing something for fun, because is it still a hobby if you're like rising and grinding every freaking day?
Rise and grind.
I don't know, you know, the like pyramid scheme entrepreneur, like pointy hands, you all know what I'm talking about. The guys that are like crypto invest, except whatever. I'm done.
Just turn back to like 2012 and I hate it.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
But yeah, I do feel him. I beat myself up about that sometimes. So, I totally get where he's coming from. I'm sure it's even more when you're like, you know, superstar member of BTS that people try and say you're not being productive with your time.
Talk to me when you have as much money in the bank.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm
sure the expectations for them are so high though that people are like, so what's next? And it's like, shut the F up.
Exactly. Like,
let me chill. Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah, long overdue. Let's wrap this up.
For real, we'll wrap up. Well, I enjoyed this episode. I hope you did too. It will be real fun to edit, but thanks for everyone for sticking around for this long. Drop us a line on your thoughts from In the Soup.
Please. We want to know what you're thinking. All right. That'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We're so grateful that you chose to hang out with us. Once again, be sure to follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Twitter at Girls with Fun Pod and on Facebook at Girls with Fun Podcast.
If you liked this episode, be sure to leave us a review on your favorite streaming service. If you have an idea for an episode or you want to share your thoughts on any of the topics we've discussed, slide into our DMs or email us at girlswithfunpod@gmail.com. Thanks again for joining us, and see you next time!